From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama says he'll nominate Ben Bernanke for a second term as chairman of the Federal Reserve. At the same time, both the administration and Congress have released increased projections for the budget deficit. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has more.
With stimulus spending, tax cuts, and rescue programs plunging the government deep into the red, the deficit is expected to more than triple this year to $1.6 trillion. That's according to both the White House Office of Management and Budget, as well as the Congressional Budget Office. Over the next decade, the White House projected the deficit would reach $9 trillion, while Congress is estimating it to come in at a lower $7 trillion. Congress's budget is lower because it assumes the Bush tax cuts will be allowed to expire in 2011. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.
In Afghanistan, more than 40 people were killed and dozens more were wounded in a series of nearly simultaneous car bombings Tuesday in Kandahar. The attacks occurred near a construction firm that's aiding in rebuilding efforts. Afghan officials say the death toll could rise as search efforts continue. The BBC's Chris Morris reports.
Well, it happened just after dusk, right in the center of Kandahar. And the explosion was described by eyewitnesses who were close by as absolutely enormous. Glass was shattered across a wide area of the city. People say their houses shook. Several buildings in the center of Kandahar have been destroyed, including the headquarters of a Japanese-owned construction company. And the number of killed and wounded certainly runs into dozens. We're told from one hospital source that there were 28 bodies in the hospital. And there are other bodies, we believe, elsewhere. And rescue workers still trying to check through the rubble of buildings which have collapsed to see if they can find any other survivors.
The BBC's Chris Morris reporting. Venezuela is protesting Colombia's plan to grant U.S. troops access to more military bases by severing diplomatic ties with its Central American neighbor. Colombia and the United States are working on a 10-year lease agreement to allow the U.S. military to increase its presence at seven Colombian bases. NASA called off the launch of the Space Shuttle Discovery for a second time Tuesday. Engineers say the problem could be with a fuel valve or with faulty instruments. Another launch attempt may be possible on Friday at the earliest. The College Board says average SAT scores for high school graduates were lowered this year. Experts say the average score could be lower because there's a greater number of students taking the SAT exam. According to the College Board, critical reading scores dipped from 502 last year to 501 this year. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 30 points to close at 9,539. This is NPR News. In Chechnya, a suicide bomb attack has killed four police officers and wounded another. There are reports that two civilians were also killed. Peter Van Dyke has more from Moscow.
The bomber struck around midday in a town about 12 miles southeast of the capital, Grozny, where four police were killed on Friday in two bicycle suicide bombings. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin visited the restive Russian Republic on Monday in a show of support for its president amid rising violence in the region. Ramzan Kadyrov has been criticized over lawlessness in the Republic, where three human rights activists have died in execution-style killings in recent months. The Interior Ministry said earlier in the day that one police officer was killed in an overnight clash with militants, while last week at least 25 people died in a truck bomb attack on a police headquarters in the neighboring southern Russian republic of Ingushetia. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
The U.S. Postal Service is offering employee buyouts in hopes of reducing its projected $7 billion deficit. As many as 30,000 employees will be eligible to receive $15,000 each. Letter carriers are not among them. The post office estimates that buyouts could save as much as $500 million over the next 2 years. Postal workers have until September 25th to decide whether to take the offer. R&B singer Chris Brown has been sentenced to 5 years probation and 180 days of community service for the beating of singer Rihanna in February. Brown's sentence will be served in his home state of Virginia. He'll have to return to Los Angeles frequently to update a judge there on his progress. Brown pleaded guilty to the charges earlier this year. On Wall Street, again, the Dow Jones Industrial's up 30 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.